Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, another shearing season is officially underway for wool growers across our region. Larry Prager is with Center of the Nation Wool, which has wool warehouses based in Billings, Montana, and Belle Fourche, South Dakota, and they buy a ton of wool across the Intermountain West. He says there are a few things this year that wool growers can do that could help make a difference in their paycheck.
I think the answer is, on shearing day, that's a short-term window for growers to do just a little common sense thing or two. Just get these wools baled and cleaned up. The wools coming in are really look clean again this year. I think the market's going to be okay, but quality's going to be, an important issue. You talk about value added. You know, just a little extra care on shearing day is clearly going to be important.
As for the wool market this year, Larry says there are two main drivers that he's watching very closely.
Obviously, the fires in Australia have an impact, and I think it's created an issue for Australian production. The Chinese trade agreement, I don't know who knows what the details are there, but nothing that I can report at this time.
But he says regardless, wool growers still get paid for quality, and the high-quality wool that this region produces continues to be in demand, not just here in the United States, but around the world. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.